Unit 2, Text C. Fracture. What causes a fracture? When outside forces are applied to bone, it has the potential to fail. Fractures occur when bone cannot withstand those outside forces. Fractures, break, or crack all mean the same thing. One term is not better or worse than another. The integrity of the bone has been damaged, and the bone structure fails, and a fracture occurs. Broken bones hurt for a variety of reasons, including the nerve endings that surround bones contain pain fibers. These fibers may become irritated when the bone is broken or bruised. Broken bones bleed, and the blood and associated swelling, edema, cause pain. Muscles that surround the injured area may go into spasm when they try to hold the broken bone fragments in place, and these spasms may cause further pain. Often a fracture is easy to detect because there is an obvious deformity. However, at times it is not easily diagnosed. It is important for the physician to take a history of the injury to decide what potential problems might exist. Moreover, fractures don't always occur in isolation, and there may be associated injuries that need to be addressed. Fractures can occur because of direct blows, twisting injuries, or falls. The types of forces or trauma applied to the bone may determine what type of injury that occurs. Some fractures occur without any obvious trauma due to osteoporosis, the loss of calcium in bone. For example, a compression fracture of the vertebrae in the back. Descriptions of fractures can be confusing. They are based on where in the bone the break has occurred, how the bone fragments are aligned, whether any complications exist, whether the skin is intact. The first step in describing a fracture is to decide if it is open or closed. If the skin over the break is disrupted, then an open fracture exists. The skin can be cut, torn, or abraded, scraped. But if the skin's integrity is damaged, the potential for an infection to get into the bone exists. Since the fracture site in the bone communicates with the outside world, these injuries often need to be cleaned out aggressively and many times require anesthesia in the operating room to do the job effectively. Compound fracture was the previous term used to describe an open fracture.